Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. We have this morning Australian filmmaker Andrew Levolve, who had devoted almost 20 years of his life searching for the Filipino action star in the 80s, Weng Weng. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Annalyn. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. The search for Weng Weng. Before it was a film, and for the benefit of our listeners who have no idea about your documentary film, can you please give a brief summary of it?
Sure. It basically charts a 7-year period of my life when I started going to the Philippines around 2006, trying to find the secret behind the 2'9" James Bond of the Philippines, Weng Weng. And this was something that I'd spent more than 10 years obsessing about up until that point. There was no information about him, what his name was, what happened to him, how many movies he'd made. All I knew of really was this James Bond spoof called For Your Height Only, made in the early 80s. And it blew my mind. It was so absurd and ridiculous, but so intriguing at the same time. And I saw this little 2'9" guy doing his own stunts and being a ladies' man. And so I became obsessed. I think obsessed is a good word for it, is probably the only word for it.
Yeah.
And so eventually I started going to the Philippines, and it took me 7 years to piece together Weng Weng's story, because he, you know, I don't want to give too much about the book or the documentary away, but he ended up dying poor and forgotten after being a superstar and being a plaything of the Marcos family in the early 80s. I mean, it's an extraordinary story of rags to not really riches. I mean, someone got rich off him and it wasn't Weng Weng. And then back to his poor neighborhood in Baclaran to die penniless and forgotten. So a very affecting story. And I thought that the documentary, I could only put so much information in. The book gives me the freedom to be able to really tell Weng Weng's story in detail, and also the story of my own search, which takes up the best part of 20 years.
20 years. This documentary was premiered in Manila in 2013 and was screened at the Melbourne International Film Festival in 2014. And now you're back with the film, but with
film
your
and
book.
A book attached.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But what's the difference? Or is there a difference from the film and the book?
Well, you know, there's only so much detail you can put into a 90-minute documentary. What you get in the 242-page book is the movie times 10. So all the background information, all the behind-the-scenes stories, my own personal search, and also a very detailed history of action filmmaking and B-grade filmmaking in the Philippines, which is something that's really never been talked about. I mean, I go into detail about the history of Pinoy Westerns, you know, Efren Reyes, Fernando Poe Jr., Joseph Estrada, all the way up to Lito Lapid and Junior Ristorenas, Tony Ferrer, all of these guys who are starting to be forgotten or have never really been talked about with any seriousness, especially outside of the Philippines. I mean, what I'm trying to do, I guess, is introduce a completely unknown universe of filmmaking to an entirely new audience.
Yeah.
One which outside of the Philippines has never been aware of these guys. I personally think that these guys who were making astounding action films on next to no budgets were real pioneers and true action heroes, not just action heroes on the big screen, but actual heroes of mine in real life too.
Yeah. So can we say that aside from being obsessed with your search for Weng Weng, you were also obsessed with the Filipino film industry, especially the action industry?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been watching action films and horror movies and real B-grade stuff filmed in the Philippines since I was a kid. Half the time I wasn't even aware that they were filmed in the Philippines, you know, until I joined the dots much later. But then when I started going to the Philippines, finding out the Tagalog language cinema, which was completely unknown to me before, I started discovering people like, you know, the new guys, Lab Diaz, Brillante Mendoza, all the classic directors like Joey Gosingfiao, Elwood Perez, Lino Broca, of course, Ishmael Bernal, Celso Ed Castillo. I mean, half these guys ended up becoming my friends in the search. Yeah. But it's quite amazing. I mean, through cinema, I ended up falling in love with the Philippines. And now, you know, I go to the Philippines maybe once or twice a year to continue to work on other projects. I did a documentary about Rudy Fernandez in 2015. That got a red carpet in Quezon City at the end of 2015. I'm now doing a documentary about erotic cinema during the Marcos years. So really, Manila is now my second home, and, you know, so is Baguio, and so is Cebu, and Iloilo, and all these other great places.
So you may be well-versed of the Philippines than other Filipinos now. Can we say that?
Well, definitely. If someone emigrated, you know, 30 or 40 years ago and can't remember the country, I can tell you that it's still amazing. Mm. Yeah, I think the more that I discover about the Philippines and the deeper I go into cinema history, the more I connect with the culture and the more I end up becoming, you know, everyone says that, you know, I'm now an honorary Filipino. So, you know, you can imagine how happy that makes me, you know.
Yeah. Have you learned speaking Tagalog now?
I'm still learning.
Are there words that you know now?
I've got a pretty good vocabulary. It's very difficult to string them together into a sentence. But at the end of the interview, I will, you know, say maraming salamat.
Yes.
So, I mean, I can get away with a certain amount, but I think I'm going to have to end up moving there one day, and then I will truly become a Filipino.
Andrew, comparing during the time when you were doing your search for Weng Weng and nowadays, if you compare the action films being produced then to now, what's the difference that you're seeing?
Well, these days there are not very many action films at all. And I discovered this particularly when I made the film about Rudy Fernandez, the last Pinoy action king. There was very much a sense that Fernando Poe Jr. was the king. And when he passed away in 2004, it really felt like the action genre died with him.
Mm.
And if there was a logical successor to him, everyone said that it would be the boy, Rudy Fernandez.
Yes.
And that's why when Rudy passed away a few years after that, it was well and truly the death of the Pinoy action film. And that's why we call him the last Pinoy action king. He would have been the logical successor to FPJ. Now it's more, you know, rom-coms and horror movies. Action films are very much, very much old-fashioned now. If they do make them, I mean, there are guys like Monsieur Del Rosario, who is in his 50s now, but he's still able to be a lead actor in an action film. All the old stunt guys are still waiting, you know, for that phone call so that they can go and do another action film. But back in Weng Weng's day, particularly 70s, 80s, everything was action. And someone once told me that, you know, you couldn't do a romantic comedy without a scene with stunt guys in it. There had to be martial arts.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's the other way around. You know, if you did an action film, you'd have to have a romantic scene in it for the mall people. So, it's very much a time and place. And I somehow feel really connected to the 70s and 80s particularly, because that was the era that I grew up in the Middle East, watching films on Betamax, and most of those were action or genre films. And I guess that's now part of my DNA. And I would much rather watch a film, an action film from the 70s or 80s, without all the CGI, without the wire stunts, you know, just real life stunts.
Yeah. Real action.
And exactly, without any real trickery involved. That's why I think that the films with Weng Weng, because he was doing his own stunts and because he was a black belter in karate and was trained by Eddie Nickart, his director's SOS Daredevil group, it meant that he was one of the best stuntmen in Philippine action films, as well as being, you know, a 2'9" superstar. He could carry an action film because he was the real deal. And I think that's just one of Wang Wang's special attributes. Another one is, of course, that he was a real-life secret agent. Not many people know that, but he was actually trained as a secret agent and used to go on infiltration missions. So those stories are in the book. We couldn't confirm it for the movie, but it's in the book. And also in the book are stories about him in Baclaran being considered the reincarnation of Santo Niño. So that side of things, you know, the special
religious
aura,
part of it.
Yeah, like the people in his neighborhood who I interview for the book, they really believed that he was Santo Niño and that he had healing powers. And in fact, I talked to one of his neighbors who said, he healed me. And the story is in the book, and it is amazing. This little 2'9" guy is not just an actor in a film, and he's not just another one of the stunt guys. He is representative of a much bigger story, and that is the story of Philippine cinema, of action films, of his relationship with the Marcos family. And in the movie and book, I also talk about going to Imelda's 83rd birthday party so that I can get her Wang Wang story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it the book?
Yep. Oh, it's in the book in detail. I mean, that was still, I think, the weirdest weekend that I ever spent. 2 days riding around in Imelda's bulletproof limousine bus. Wow. But she had a story to tell about Wang Wang. And it seems that everyone is connected somehow with this 2'9" miracle. So I also say in the book that in a way he is a metaphor for the Philippines in general, because there is a certain sense of him being exploited, taken advantage of, you know, used and then kind of discarded. It's very much a story of colonial and post-colonial Philippines as told through this amazing 2'9" enigmatic figure called Wang Wang.
And you will be launching the book this April. Why should people, particularly those in Australia, or particularly the Filipino-Australians, be considering to read your book?
Because I think Wang Wang's story is such a uniquely Filipino story. And I've tried to incorporate as much of Philippine culture and history and how it relates to Wang Wang. I think it will be a journey of discovery, I think, for a lot of Filipino Australians who have never considered Wang Wang, if they had heard of Wang Wang, to be that important. Or if they have never heard of Wang Wang before, and I guess, you know, if you've, unless you were a kid in the early 80s, you wouldn't have heard of him. I think they will discover that this guy is a true Filipino hero, because what he did was star in a series of very, very low budget James Bond spoofs that ended up going around the world. I mean, Wang Wang, you can argue, was, you know, the most successful Philippine export other than Imelda Marcos in the early 80s. And he became a global star. I mean, his films were being shown in Egypt and Mexico and Finland. And he truly was a global phenomenon, only for a very short period of time. But personally, you know, as an honorary Filipino, it fills my heart with Pinoy pride to think that this guy took on the world in a film that was 1,000th the budget of a Hollywood James Bond film.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's amazing, really, when you think about it. So I think Wang Wang's story is one of the great untold stories from the Philippines, and it really has such a bigger resonance to it than just the story of a midget actor and stunt guy.
Mm.
So I really hope that Filipino-Australian audiences will come to the shows around Australia and New Zealand and reconnect somehow with this pocket-sized phenomenon.
And it's something, a story Filipinos can be proud of.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, it fills my heart with Pinoy pride. And I've taken the film around the Philippines several times now. Each time, and it's mostly college-age kids who come along to the screenings in the Philippines with these enormous wide eyes and go, my God, we have never heard of this Wang Wang before.
Mm.
This guy is amazing. And really, you know, there hasn't been an action hero in the last 15 years, you know, not since FPJ died, really.
Yeah.
And so this is a reminder that that hero, that action hero, has such a deep, deep resonance in Philippine culture. That's what I explored in the Rudy Fernandez documentary, what it means to be an action hero to a Philippine audience. There's an element of, you know, the redeemer, the person who helps those who are helpless, the poor who can't afford to buy help. This action hero figure comes along and helps them. And I think Weng Weng, coming from the most humble of origins, from the from his neighborhood in Baclaran, and going all the way to the Cannes Film Festival in 1982, and all the way to Malacañang Palace, you know, being a plaything for Bongbong Marcos and Ferdinand and Imelda, that's an amazing story as well.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of reasons to be proud of Weng Weng. And I hope that I go into enough detail in the book to really put that point across, that he is a real national hero and someone that the Philippines can be immensely proud of.
And for those wanting to know more about your book and the documentary film, The Search for Weng Weng, where they can get information from?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I'm always on there. You can come along to one of the screenings. If you type search for Weng Weng into Facebook or into Google, the dates should come up. I'm screening in 5 cities in Australia and 3 cities in New Zealand over the next 2 weeks. Just find me online. And if you want a book, then I only be happy to post one out to you.
Thank you very much, Andrew Livol, for your time and sharing your search for Weng Weng.
Thank you, Annalyn. My absolute pleasure. Maraming, maraming salamat.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.